popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Ted Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday 10 till 3. Come out and support one of the oldest pottery guilds in the province of Ontario, serving the Kingston community since 1967.
Where stories meet sound. My name is Simmer Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Friday.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Good morning. It is now 11 a.m. You are tuned into 101.9 CFRC, where I am currently lurking live in the basement of Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. You are tuned into Revelation Radio, where today we are continuing on with our Modern Women series, where we're highlighting women of different backgrounds, different identities. And today we're going to be highlighting some South Asian women in music, specifically highlighting women with South Asian ancestry. And a lot of the musicians that I had picked today are from kind of across the globe, a lot from Canada, the Americas, some UK and things such as that. And I feel like this is probably like a good representation because the South Asian community is a pretty large, one of the largest diaspora communities in the world. I think, shout out Wikipedia for this. I'm pretty sure there's about 44 million people part of that community. And when I say South Asian, it does feel like a broad stroke encompassing identity that highlights all the people within the South Asian borders. And I was actually watching something very interesting this morning by WION News. I don't know if you're supposed to say it as an acronym or if you're supposed to say WION, because I don't know. But there was an interesting segment that I was watching that I do suggest some of us look into. It's only 5 minutes, and it's an interesting kind of introduction to the idea. It's called How Arbitrary Borders from British Era Triggered Conflicts in South Asia. And the news lady, she's talking about how the arbitrary and ill-conceived borders drawn by the British divided communities and groups, causing the eruption of border disputes. And specifically, she did mention the Radcliffe line between India and Pakistan, and how it was just some random British man came in a month before the British were to leave the area and divided based on consensus of dominant religion data. And that led to a lot of unfortunate bloodshed. So basically, British, what the heck, man? Kind of evil. But anyways, continuing on, we are highlighting South Asian women today. So first, I'm going to start you guys off with a bit of a relaxed energy. We're going to start with Yesterday I Heard the Rain by Judy Singh. Now, Judy Singh is a Punjabi black jazz artist that was based in Edmonton, Alberta. She had a lot of success in the 50s, 60s, and 70s in Canada. And there was a film out that was played at a film festival about a month ago, I think. I think it's called the Real World Film Festival, and it's called Have You Ever Heard of Judy Singh? Or Have You Heard of Judy Singh? And apparently that's a really great film to watch. I'm not fully sure. I've yet to figure out how to access it, but it's definitely something that I would like to watch. And then we're going to listen to Chini Kum by Ashante, who's a Canadian artist. And then we're going to play The Sun by Chandra, which I love this song and this artist. There's a lot of rich sounds that are very dreamy. So let's get us started with Yesterday, I Heard the Rain.
Yesterday I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on out of doorways. Black umbrella to pursue me, faceless people as they passed were looking through me. No one knew me. Yesterday I shut my eyes, face up to the skies, drinking in the but your image still was there, floating in the air, brighter than a flame. Yesterday I saw a city full of shadows without pity, and I heard the steady rain whispering your name, whispering your name. Today I saw a city full of shadows without pity, and I heard the steady rain whispering your name, whispering your
I'm calming down when I breathe. person. I don't say that too often. I've got good perception. When it's not about me, don't mistake my introspection for peace. I can feel my brain becoming more weak. My tears are gray. My tears are gray.
You were just listening to The Sun by Chandra. You're tuned into 101.9 CFRC. We're on Revelation Radio. We are highlighting some South Asian women making music for our Modern Woman series. All right, for the next segment that we're getting into, I want to increase the energy just a little bit with some instruments that sound like they're singing and some upbeat vocals. Connected to those instrumentals. So first we are going to listen to Devotion by Rahma, and then we'll listen to Glass by Akshara and Cinnamon by Janani. All right, let's get us started with a bit more upbeat vibe with Devotion.
Out of time. Are you looking? Can you keep your focus? I'm back again.
Just listening to Cinnamon by Janani. Okay, we're gonna go from our little upbeat vibe to kind of more of a pop-esque, R&B-esque influenced artist that very much give me, like, I could see them as, like, a pop princess or pop queen. I don't really know. Like, they're giving very much royalty. I can see them on, like, a big stage with, like, a bunch of, like, background dancers giving us a show. So first, we are going to highlight the song Parasite by Shavaya. Then we're going to listen to Solo by Sonali. And this is a Canadian artist, actually based out of Toronto. Shout out Toronto. And then we're going to listen to How Does It Feel by Shanuka. Now, this is also a Canadian artist based out of Scarborough. And I love her. Her voice sounds so smooth and buttery. So let's get us started with Parasite.
Everything is fine. You know I can read your mind. Just listening to How Does It Feel by Chanukah. You are tuned into 101.9 CFRC. We're on Revelation Radio. We are celebrating South Asian women making music on our Modern Women series. Now, our next segment, we're going to get into the only notes that I have for this list of songs is guitars with 4 exclamation points. So shout out the use of guitars in these next few songs we're going to be listening to. So first we have Extraordinary People by Tara Kanagara. This is a second generation Sri Lankan Canadian who was actually nominated for a Juno. And then we're going to listen to Divinity by Kulfi Girls. Now, this is a Philadelphia-based rock band fronted by Abby Natesh. And this group is known for melding Carnatic and contemporary sounds with a queer femme lens, which is so sick. And then we're going to listen to Comatose by Preeti. She is a British Indian artist, and I am obsessed with her vocals and her instrumentals. It's absolutely beautiful. So let's get us started with Extraordinary People.
The mall and bought your pants. I took the scissors, cut the tags off. You called that romance, and I placed them in your dresser drawers behind. Shirt he got for Christmas. You called my mother just to say hello, perhaps to show that you're a champion, 'cause only champions will talk about the weather in my hometown. My mother said it should have rained by now. Cause we're extraordinary people, living ordinary lives, lovers in a grocery store, just waiting on the lines. I don't know much about love, but I know that it's our time. I told you that my body still gets tight when I think about you holding her in the middle of the night. Have you tried to remember or forget about the things that we said? Do you think that I'm a hero or a coward? Did I pull you from the precipice, or did I push you down? Do you feel your body getting tight now? Now that you're holding me. Committing ordinary crimes, poets with unpaid parking tickets, apostles wielding knives. I don't know any criminals, but I know how to tell a lie. And I woke up in the night to find living ordinary lives, angels giving handshakes in the middle of the night. I don't see any angels, but I can feel your hand in mine. So I believe. I believe.
You were just listening to Comatose by Preeti. You are tuned in to 101.9 CFRC, where on Revelation Radio, we are celebrating South Asian women who are making music. So we're going to get into some sounds that I find more intriguing, some sounds that you will be more likely to find on a lot of my playlists and I will be listening to. Now, these three songs that we're going to finish off with, I've been listening to on repeat as of recently. So first, we're going to listen to Go Away by Orat. Now, Orat means woman in Urdu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I was up late last night trying to like look up how to, hopefully I'm pronouncing most things mostly correctly or attempting to. But anyways, that's a cool, super sick band name. And I feel like it ties in really well with the Modern Woman series. And then we're going to listen to Saria by Awazdu. This is a group out of Boston. And their band camp has a really cool tag on it that says, "No borders, no bands, no walls on stolen lands." And they are so real for that. And then we're going to listen to The Defying Symphony of Universal Dissonance by Unfathomable Renation. That was a lot of words. I really enjoy song titles that are basically a sentence, so I'm really rocking with that. All right, let's get us started with Go Away.
Thank you. bloodline? Whose tree is water? Whose child is nourished? We raise you up, dear daughter, and salute you.
Sarigarigama, Padani Sarigarigama, Padani Sarigarigama, Padani Sarigarigama, Padani Sarigarigama,